Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. We're about to hear from a politician named Wilder, and he has stood for quite some time for the integrity of the nation called the Netherlands. And there's been people coming against the nation of Netherlands telling them that, you know, that if you say anything about any other nation, then that's racism. And it's not racism. It's actually talking about what is, and to protect the borders. And he's been fighting for the survival of the Netherlands. As a matter of fact, here's an interview right now with this politician. His name is Geert Wilder. He's very popular. He has Secret Service or Protective Service around him because of his stand for the country that it would stand. Let's go there now.
Some say he will be the next nail in the European Union's coffin. Dutch politician Geert Wilders' anti-EU, anti-immigration party for freedom is on track to win national elections in March. But he told us why a victory still might not make him the next prime minister. He also calls his conviction on a hate speech charge for saying there are too many Moroccans in the Netherlands ridiculous. He still lives under 24-hour police protection from death threats. And whatever you do, don't call him the Dutch Donald Trump. Geert Wilders emerged from his trial more defiant and more popular than ever. And he granted this exclusive interview to CBN News. After your recent trial for hate speech, you didn't sound very repentant, very sorry.
No, I'm not, you know. How can I be? I really said nothing wrong. And I think I'm the first Dutchman who is convicted for something that is not in the law. Because the judge decided that Moroccans, which as you know is a nationality, has to be seen as a race. Dale, the reason I said it was because 80% of the Dutch jihadists who go to fight in Syria are Moroccans. 80%. They are 22 times overrepresented in criminal offenses when it comes to street crime. And 60% of the Moroccan youth under the age of 23 has been arrested at least once. So in any poll, it proved that the majority of the Dutch people agreed with me about the Moroccans. And the judge said, because of international jurisprudence, once again, not even in the Dutch law, that Moroccans had to be seen as a race. So if you in Holland, be careful, tomorrow say that you don't like French, German, or Swedish food or people, you could be called a racist. Of course, this is ridiculous. I did nothing wrong, and that's why I will appeal this crazy verdict.
Why do you think you've become so popular in the Netherlands?
Well, you know, because like with... I'm not comparing myself with Donald Trump or anybody else, but, you know, the people are fed up with a politician ignoring the problems. The people are fed up by if they say something about the influx of the mass immigration from mostly Islamic countries, what they really feel as a threat, what really is a threat. They are being called racist if they make a remark about, hey, this is not our country anymore. Those are common people. Those are not racist or people. And at the same time, people saw, while the government had this enormous austerity measures, that the government spent billions of euros to asylum seekers who really were not asylum seekers, but migrants looking for a better life. And once again, Dale, I don't even blame the people for trying to have a better life here. I blame our government to allow it to happen, to not say enough is enough. You are not a refugee, and we have to defend our own country and close our borders. A country without a border is like a person and a house without a front door. Anybody can enter, and you cannot ask anybody to leave. So it's not a real country at all.
There are many similarities between you and Mr. Trump. A few. You're outsiders, bashed by the media.
Yeah.
You've changed the political discussion in the Netherlands.
Yes, I hope.
And you're strong-willed.
I'm very strong-willed, and I'm very impatient as well. And I twitter a lot, and some of the ideas might be the same. Unfortunately, we don't have a two-party system. And like you said before, I hope to win and become prime minister. But I could win and not become prime minister because of our system. And you can win the elections and still lose if nobody wants to work with you. And the people most of the parties are saying now that they would not want to work with me. But hey, as Mr. Trump says, there are many differences perhaps as well. I'm not the Dutch. One of your colleagues, I believe it was from Fox or CNN, asked me, you are the Dutch Trump. I said, no, I'm the Dutch Geert Wilders. Mr. Trump is Mr. Trump. I'm Mr. Wilders. I'm not anybody's copy or whatsoever. But I believe indeed, as Mr. Trump said, that despite some differences, we have a lot in common. And it's a kind of movement. It is a kind of movement, as he calls it. It's also in Europe. We are not Trump's movement. Trump is not our movement. But the people are waking up.
What do you hope is the future of the European Union?
I'm against the European Union, as I told you. But I'm very much in favor of Europe. Europe is my home. Europe is my continent. Europe is where we live. The European Union is a political, bureaucratic organization that took away our identity and our national sovereignty. So I want to get rid of the European Union and be a nation state again. Both the Eurozone and the European Union is like the end of the Roman Empire. It's already started. In a few years' time, it will not be there anymore. Don't ask me whether it will be 2 years or 10 years, but the end is near, like the Roman Empire. It's gone. We need to have an exit, like Brexit, an exit, and leave the European Union. That's inevitable.
When I last interviewed you, it was 10 years that you had been in police protection. Now it's, what, 12, 12 and a half?
Yes, it's 12 and a half, yeah.
How's it going?
Yes.
With your semi-free life.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's the same answer I gave you last time. I don't wish it for my worst enemy to experience. But I know what I'm doing it for. Whether I succeed or fail, it's my mission. It's my mission for freedom, because I want our people and our country to stay free. It's a sad thing that I lost my own freedom in the process, but if I don't succeed, many more people will lose their freedom.
Excellent. Thank you.
That is so right on. I mean, that's where, you know, this big shift that took place in America in the last quarter of 2016, where we are now in 2017, that, you know, God had mercy on us that we wouldn't go the way of the Netherlands. And he's been standing up. He may be the prime minister. Pray for the Netherlands. But then they have to build a unified government. It's not like America. And if you don't do that, you don't get to stay in office. But I remember one word that was given, and I can't find it, but I experienced him giving this word, Rick Joyner of Morningstar Ministries. He said that a nationalism would begin to happen again in the world. And this is before all this has taken place. And that it's a good form of nationalism. In other words, it's okay to be American. It's okay to be Mexican. It's okay to be Israeli. It's okay to be German. It's Germany. It's okay to begin to get our identity back, you know. And God speaks specifically, said that the nations would be gathered before his throne. And so God anoints and he blesses and he has plans in store for nations. And the enemy wants it just to be a borderless society, as George Soros says, and that, you know, one world government. And God knows what he's doing. And God establishes nations and he takes nations down. And if a nation starts going in a wrong direction, he says very specifically that he will warn it. If it doesn't warn it, then he'll take that nation down. Despite the plans he had to do good for that nation, he would just stop it. But if they repented, he would continue the good plans. So nations are very important. And the Netherlands is trying to grab a hold of itself. You know, his leaders are saying, listen, we got to begin to be, you know, who we are as a nation again, and Moroccans to be Moroccans. And then we have fellowship, but not to lose your identity as a nation.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.